Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, the Beatles, Jerry and the Pacemakers, and Chick calls from the hospital. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
The next time you're traveling, don't forget about the historical and beautiful state of Illinois. Catch a Cubs game at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Hit a riverboat casino in Peoria. And make sure you visit the charming community of Effingham, Illinois, where Interstate 70 meets the Little Wabash River.
And whenever you're in Effingham, visit the Effing House Family Restaurant.
Founded in 1854 by the corpulent railroad magnate, Colonel Harry S. Effing, the Effing House Family Restaurant is one of America's oldest and finest dining establishments.
Start your day with a delicious Effing country breakfast featuring an Effing omelet with toast, grits, and a big Effing beverage of your choice.
Or try our BED, the Big Effing Deal. Once again this week, it's Effingham and Eggs.
For lunch, try the huge Effing Burger. Pan fried in a rich butter sauce mixed with Big Effing egg yolks, we call it the Effing Heart Attack.
It's an effing experience you'll never forget. And what about dinner?
Juicy effing steaks with fresh effing veggies and a creme brulee that's effing out of this effing world. Or go effing nuts with a hot fudge sundae.
How would you rate the Effing House Family Restaurant?
It was the best effing experience of my life.
Rate this place? Well, yeah, I wouldn't give it a B. I wouldn't even give it a C, because it's effing A.
In Effingham, Illinois, it's the Effing House Family Restaurant. You'll have an effing good time.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee sitting at the sports desk.
Well, howdy, Josh Arnold.
Nice to see you, lady.
Nice to see you, sir.
Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Josh.
Sitting in for Chick McGee, who's off adopting a new llama or two.
Yep.
That's right. I think he wants a herd. It's Jeff Oskey.
He just wants to be like me. I understand.
Well,
yeah. I'm sorry. You know, keep going. I'm making my coffee over here.
Oskey, good to see you. Ace Cosby, how the heck are you?
Live and kicking.
All right. We've got a today's Omaha Steaks joke of the day coming up a little later. Willie Griswold, nice to see you.
You can't get one llama, Josh. You got to get multiple llamas.
Exactly.
You got to get a llama to be the llama's buddy.
It's like a goat.
Josh Arnold. Tom Griswold.
Are llamas friendly?
Yeah. Well, they can spit.
Okay.
I think alpacas are friendlier. That's why I'd like alpacas over llamas.
Also, they're junior size. They're junior size, yeah. Like you are.
Right. Llama spit, alpaca swallow. That's the difference.
That's because alpacas really love you.
Yeah. Okay.
Truly love you.
That's not the direction I was going. Pat, it's time for a special feature since Chick isn't here. I thought we could get away with it.
Uh-oh. What do you want?
Oh, geez. It better not be what I think it is. What
do you think? It's today in Beatles history.
I knew it.
Okay, here we go. Now, this is a feature that Chick hates.
Yeah.
He thinks we talk about the Beatles too much. I'm not sure that's possible. The Beatles are great.
It is possible.
Let's see. On this date in... no, that's kind of boring.
Yeah, see?
In 1963,
yeah.
Please Please Me, number one in the UK.
Great song.
Oh, isn't that terrific?
When I think about this stuff, Josh, I'll put this in perspective for you.
I wish you wouldn't.
Now, this is at this point in the United States, President Kennedy's still in office.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be post-Kennedy that the Beatles would take over the American music scene and change everything. I'm trying to find something more fun. Oh, here we go.
You're hunting for it?
So you didn't even have
it. No,
anything.
We didn't.
You're just...
I was very busy this morning.
Well, you don't have to make things up about the Beatles.
I'm not making
just
this.
I'm looking at... sing. Just tell
here
him
we
to
go.
Sing.
Here it is.
He's a puppet. He'll
okay,
do
this is
say.
Good. This is good. This is a good one.
I'm your puppet.
Here's the hint. Do you remember the Beatles manager?
Brian Epstein.
Brian Epstein, of course.
Nerds.
And
start a podcast.
And
there are only about 100 on the Beatles. So, throw your name in.
So you know, the license plate in Abbey Road says 28. That's because if Paul was alive, he would have been. But really, it was a marketing promotion.
We're going to
would have been 29.
We're going to do Brian Epstein in Beatles history today. And here's your hint.
Life.
Anyone know this?
Yes.
Goes on day after day.
Great song.
This is serial killer in his mom's basement.
No joke.
Getting his tools ready for the big day.
You ever heard this one, Willie?
When you get to the chorus, you probably hook. Have.
So fairy.
Oh.
Cross the Mersey.
Yeah.
Fairy cross the Mersey. Do you know what the Mersey is?
Of course I don't.
It's the river in Liverpool.
Mersey Beat, baby.
Of course. I can't believe I didn't learn that in...
in high school?
Yeah, whatever I took.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
What's that have to do with the Beatles?
Brian Epstein flew to London to announce that Jerry and the Pacemakers would be doing their own Christmas special.
I can't stand it.
How's that news?
That isn't news.
And does anyone know the most famous Jerry and the Pacemakers song?
That one.
I thought that was.
No. This is a really obscure trivia fact. Oh.
So how is it their most famous if it's also obscure?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Because it wasn't a big hit in the United States.
Oh.
It's because it's followers of the Liverpool Soccer Club. It's their motto. It's
well, then
of course,
that wasn't a bigger hit than the other one.
Well, it has more streams. It's
you're kidding.
People weep when they sing this one. This is You'll Never Walk Alone. Ever hear this, baby?
The Jerry Lewis song?
Yeah. Oh. Jerry Lewis made this famous.
I didn't know that.
This is what soccer fans are listening to?
Yeah.
No, they
weep.
You want to go, how about rock and roll part two
that's
at a football
bull.
Game?
Gary
or we can listen to this.
I watched
at the
Ted Lasso.
Game.
They never played this song. Not
well, that's
once.
That's because Ted Lasso's not on the Liverpool football team. Anyone who knows Liverpool football would
Speaking
know
of football teams, we have some actual breaking news that needs to be.
But we haven't finished our. So the point of our Beatles segment is.
Is what? That's what we're dying to know!
There is no point.
Yes, Pat, can you amend our new feature every day, the
little song?
Breakfast with the Beatles.
Here we go. Now that I'm older, life isn't fair with a midlife bankruptcy. I'm late on every payment with the balance due. Can't pay my doctor, he's gonna sue. Gigs have dried up, I can't get a loan. I've never been so poor. Will you still love me, put no one above me? My credit score was 364. Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
So you
18 minutes of setup.
Wait a second. No, you actually inflated. In order to get the rhyme, you actually inflated your credit score. Is that correct?
I did indeed. Yeah.
Okay. Is the lowest you can have 200?
Yeah, I did some research. No, three, over three.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, nice.
I thought you got 250 just for signing your name right.
I thought so, too.
So you like our new feature?
Oh, I love it. I just love it.
Okay. I'm sorry, Josh. You have breaking news?
Yes. The Denver Broncos have agreed to a record $4.65 billion sale price with the Walton Penner. We'll call them a consortium. That's right. They have agreed to sell the franchise to current Walmart heir Rob Walton and his family for a record-setting price tag.
Wow.
In a statement, Broncos CEO and President Joe Ellis confirmed the sale with Walton, who's 77, his daughter Carrie Walton Penner, and his son-in-law Greg Penner. Now, the exact terms of the sale were not disclosed, but 9 News Denver.
They're on your side.
Yeah, very good, yes. Reported that Walton will pay $4.6
You know, they used to be in Germany.
Did they?
Five.
Nine.
Will there be news tonight? Nine. No.
$4.65 billion for the franchise. That's more than double the most recent sale price for an NFL team.
That's crazy.
It would establish a new record for the sale of an American sports franchise. Now, Ellis has clarified the agreement must still be approved per NFL protocols by a majority of current owners. That means 24 of 32 current owners must approve it.
Last I checked, the Waltons can afford it.
Yeah, they'll be okay. Yeah.
They can't afford to open 9 more registers, but they can afford it.
They can afford it, I think. No, people just aren't workforce
issues. I was going to say, will you have to will you check out? I have found, by the way, Chick McGee led the charge on this. I'm now the captain of the self-checkout.
Oh, me too. I love it.
I love it.
Me too.
Really? I feel like that goes against everything you stand for.
I know it does, doesn't it?
I love it.
But it's like playing shopping. It's like playing grocery store. Mm-hmm. I get to go beep, beep.
My favorite game at the self-checkout. Love this game at the self-checkout. It's called the free Reese's game.
Right.
Where you take a Reese's and you just throw it in your bag. And then you scan something else.
You've got to go, you have to say Milky Way or something. You're no longer allowed to say Reese's.
Why not?
You just pronounce it Reese's.
No, it's a Reese's cup.
That is nails on the chalkboard.
Oh, you know how he hates that. Why are you doing it?
Talking to uneducated.
We have...
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Josh, can you get them?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is it Chick?
Chick.
Are you guys going ahead and doing the show?
You know, somehow we are.
Oh, well. What's going on? Hey, Josh, we're not on the air yet, right?
No, not yet. So you can say anything you like.
did Tom buy it that I'm having a gallbladder?
Dude, he totally did. And he's going to buy that I'm going to have a diarrhea attack in about half an hour. We're going to party! My back hurts!
Well, you know, that the diarrhea mention, that actually plays into my story. That's what happened last night. I thought I was constipated. So I took a bunch of laxatives, and I still had pain in the middle of my chest, like that scene in Alien.
Yeah.
And so I tried to go to sleep, couldn't, and came to the emergency room, and my gallbladder and I have decided to separate.
Oh, okay. So,
how about the bucket of diarrhea? What'd you do with that?
Oh, Tom.
Of course.
Tom.
Gosh. The man's going to have surgery, and all you can think about is his neck.
He said he underscored the diarrhea component of his background story.
That's exactly right. And later this afternoon, it's a laparoscopic surgery, Tom.
Yeah, I know Kelly had it. It was quick and relatively common, so you'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Yep, and maybe I won't be able to come back to work, though, for, they said, 3.5 weeks.
Oh, really?
They're going to err on the side of caution.
I see.
I was talking to my new favorite doctor, Dr. Trusty.
Yeah.
That's his name.
I know, and he told me, I told him the story about, I don't know if I need to tell you guys this, but I can be moody every now and then, you know. And what? You know, down and out of sorts, and I'm sure I hide it, but I said that that has been the case the last 3 or 4 days. And he said, well, a lot of times some people are that way with something like this coming up.
Wow.
So there you go.
So is that when you asked him for the pain meds?
I am flying, brother.
I can tell. Did you go to Godwin's house?
That was the weird part. Yeah, the doctor said, you want some Godwin sauce.
Godwin sauce.
Godwin sauce.
So are you still at the hospital?
Yeah, I'm in one hospital, and they have to transfer me to another hospital because it doesn't have anything to do with my heart. Okay. And, of course, the hospital... They can't just, you know, do everything.
No,
just a heart.
No, you and I spoke earlier this morning at 3 a.m. and you indicated you got a ride to the hospital, but you did leave the keys to your cool car for me to use while you're gone. Did you leave them on the kitchen island? Because Ace wants to use it this afternoon.
I'm sorry. Who wants to use it this afternoon?
Ace wants to drive that really cool little car you've got. You know, the one that has.
Yeah, he can, because he was the only one to come out to the parking lot and listen to Tone Loc on my stereo system as I was leaving yesterday. I made that invitation and nobody else came out. But
I wanted to, but we were still on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, remember my statement of clarification yesterday, in which I indicated that Greenwich Mean Time, they set the clock based on the time 10:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time when you walk out the door.
You know it's getting earlier.
Yes, they're going to have to. They're going to have to reset Big Ben, the bell. I know. Well, are you still in your street clothes, or are they having one of those gowns?
I have a gown. I'm wearing a gown over a pair of very nice shorts, a Robert Graham short.
Oh, well, I love Robert Graham. Nice.
Well, we have shorts in the news today, my friend.
Shorts
in the news. Tom Brady is releasing a line of underwear.
Well, there goes that.
Because obviously he must Good need tease. The extra money.
Yeah. He's calling it Brady, right? He has T-shirts and warm-ups and, the whole thing.
Unbelievable. Now, so are you going to be moved via ambulance, or do you get to get a ride over there?
No. Well, you guys know where I am. It's just a big complex. I go in an underground tunnel, and they take me to the other hotel.
It's kind of a fun ride.
Do they take you in a wheelchair, or do they put you on a gurney?
I just had to go have my ultrasound, and the guy took me in a wheelchair. So I don't know.
Go for the gurney. That way, if your heart explodes on the way, it's a lot easier to keep pushing you.
You're supposed to be his friend.
You think my heart's going to explode?
No. Yeah, you want to know what's wild here? Actually, this won't surprise you, chick. That's not the worst thing you said this morning.
No, it's not.
I have stuff like I bring it on myself. I can just imagine. Oh,
do you need a ride home from the hospital? I'll pick you up.
No.
I'll pick you up in your car.
Screech.
Hey, chick, can I come by? Do they have that good ice at the hospital, that Sonic ice? Can I come by with my little Colts cooler and fill up?
Absolutely. Mention my name.
All right, cool. Tell the doctor I'll be there.
So show up at the hospital with a cooler, somebody's going to throw a heart in it.
Do you have to spend the night?
Yes, I won't go home. What did I say? 3.5 weeks? I maybe get home tomorrow, possibly.
What time are they cutting you open?
We haven't decided that yet. Sometime this afternoon.
All right.
Okay. Are they going through the front or the back?
Yeah, they go through my anus for a gallbladder.
Yeah, is that something?
Yeah, well, that costs extra, but you'll enjoy the ride.
Well, most of that costs, so I was getting a smile off my face. Is that right, Colin? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm glad they found out. I'm glad you feel better after this. This will be nice.
Well, I don't feel better yet.
No, you will.
You will,
Okay.
Okay, when you get in the wheelchair.
What does a gallbladder do? Do we know?
No one knows. No one's sure yet.
The bile, I think.
One knows what the gallbladder does. No one knows what the appendix does. Nobody knows.
The gallbladder has some function. I mean, but they give you some pills to make up for it, I think. I'm not sure.
They do?
Ask if you can keep it.
No, I'm not going to. You do get to keep your stones. Maybe I'll bring the stones in.
Man. Yeah, we would like to see those.
Have you seen like a glass? Think of a glass jar with popcorn in it. That's what the gallstone looks like.
Huh.
Okay, well, to see if you can keep, we'll put it in a jar. We'll put pictures of it on our website and stuff. Social media, that'll get people looking. Oh, well, thanks, Chick. Hope you feel better.
That's great. Thanks, guys.
Love you there, buddy.
Right.
See you, pal.
Better.
Okay.
Go ahead and do the show without me.
It's going great. You missed breakfast with the Beatles.
Oh,
it was a 10-minute thing.
God.
Oh, it was brutal.
Right. Yeah, Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Awesome. Awful,
I'd switch places with you if I could.
Yeah. Okay. All right. See you in the next life.
Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.